Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Thought the savings were over? Think again. Cyber Week, aka the holiday home stretch, is on now. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. Just in time for the holidays. Yep, even the big stuff. Didn't get everything on your Black Friday list? We got you. There's no place like home for the holidays and no place like Wayfair for Cyber Week savings. Shop Wayfair's Cyber Week right now through December 7th and save up to 70% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
From the 1st of July next year, Ireland will begin its six-month presidency of the European Union. While there'll be significant security operation visible on the streets at the time of visiting leaders and ministers, Gardaí and the National Cybersecurity Centre are warning that the hosting of the presidency leaves Ireland at higher risk of cyber attack. In a moment, we'll get advice about what you can do for your business to protect it. But first, we're joined by Richard Brown, Director of the National Cybersecurity Centre. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
I believe you were involved with the Irish Army in the largest ever cyber war game. What was that? Who was running it and what happened?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of global exercises and European exercises that we and the Defence Forces play in. Cyber Coalition is the one happening this week. It's led by the Defence Forces in this case. And really, it's a cooperative exercise across NATO and European partners to work together, and it's a collective exercise, which is important, to work together to deal with a number of different challenges of the type that would arise in the context of a major European conflict or something of that kind of order. Exercises for us are a really important way of not just testing our skills, learning new skills from our partners, but also building relationships with peers nationally and abroad. So, for example, we lead from the NCSC perspective in Lock Shields, which is the largest competitive cyber exercise. And that's been instrumental for us in building relationships with partners in Korea, for example. And we've gone then and played in their national and the Asia Pacific exercises on the back of that, further building on our own ability to do our jobs, essentially.
Why do you think there will be a heightened risk of cyber attack next year from July on?
Probably best to go back, Pat. So at our conference on Tuesday of this week, we published our next national cyber risk assessment, is our second such assessment. And it looks forward in a very strategic way over the next couple of years on the major thematic risks and threats that the state will face in the cyber domain and related domains as well. And as part of the conversation with the relevant people from the Gardaí and the Defence Forces, this issue came up. And the context here, I think, is important people understand. Cybersecurity incidents happen all the time. Some of them are public and kinetic. They involve the disruption of services. Jaguar Land Rover in the UK or Marks and Spencers in the UK will be very obvious ones. But some more, many more, in fact, are never public. They're dealt with and the consequences in the material sense are very limited. We see much, if not all, of this type of activity. And on our assessment of this, looking forward into the presidency, is that the geopolitical considerations, the type of economic activity we have and our geopolitical role in the context of the presidency will make us more of a target for a wide range of threat actors.
I mean, if the hostile actors, and Russia we're talking about really, if they decide they want to disrupt or embarrass us, they might do it through cyber activity.
Exactly. I think it's important to point out as well that much of this is about the embarrassment factor. It's about the information operations piece, or as they would put it, not the term hybrid. And what they're trying to do is to draw attention to things, to drive wedges into geopolitical events, to try and create a distinction or a division between states in the European Union. And for us, from a national perspective, communicating that clearly up front is really important. We expect there to be some kind of issue or incident during the presidency. We can't predict the scale, we can't predict the type, but we can predict the types of things that might happen. And there's a number of different things we can do to deal with that. One is talking about in advance to, if you like, pull the teeth of the information operations piece. But the second thing we can do, and it's a very complex one, is prepare properly for it. And the risk assessment calls out the types of things that we recommend the state should be doing. But it's important for people to understand we're doing much of this already. We have a very competent incident operations and response team that is managing incidents on a daily basis in the state. Yeah. We are looking for and removing risks before they ever occur. And again, really important, across critical infrastructure and across government, we are a decade into a really significant process of reform and readiness and resilience for dealing with incidents exactly like
okay.
this. We're not starting from scratch.
One of the things you've said is that digital services are heavily dependent on vendor ecosystem that's both global in nature and opaque in character. In other words, you know, the Huawei scare, shall we say, the Americans decided they didn't want Huawei being part of their digital ecosystem because there could be literally a spy in the cab. So that's a problem. You buy the gear from somebody, you don't know what's hidden within.
It's much more complex than that, unfortunately. So we call out three thematic risks in our risk assessment. One is the geopolitical environment. That's kind of a given, I think. The second one is the evolving technological and other considerations, AI and post-quantum cryptography. But the last is the one you just mentioned, supply chain. And supply chain challenges relate not just to, if you like, vendor compromise by third countries, which is a pressing risk, but also to the fact that the supply chain we all use is heavily interdependent. And sometimes the vulnerabilities and interdependencies between parts of the supply chain are opaque and potentially wildly unpredictable. So, for example, people would be familiar with an incident that happened in a number of airports in Europe, including Dublin Airport, in September. That was due to a supply chain compromise.
Yeah.
Somebody compromised a vendor providing services to multiple European airports and managed to disrupt services in all of those airports. This was not something that was in the control of any of those airports. They'd bought a service from a very reputable vendor under contract properly. And then at some point, the vendor has an issue and everybody has consequences. That's a very benign example, given the fact that it wasn't particularly serious. There are much more serious things that can and do happen in that space.
All right.
So one of the things we're working on doing, I mean, this goes into the regulatory space, unfortunately, which is complex. But one of the things that's happening in the context of the next NIS directive, which will be put into Irish law next year, is supply chain requirements for critical infrastructure. So the responses from states is not simple. The response is collective. It covers things like make everybody do everything better. And that takes time.
All right, Richard, thank you very much for joining us. Richard Brown, Director of National Cybersecurity Centre. Raluca Sicciano is the CEO of SmartTech 24/7. Raluca, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Can you give us some guidelines for companies that use this kind of digital ecosystem and how they might prepare for possible disruption this coming year?
Yeah, absolutely. When we think about the sort of businesses that need or organizations that need to be especially mindful, and Richard just mentioned this, in my list I was going to talk about supply chain last, but I do think it's important to address it first because the number one target for these cyber criminals will be firms in the supply chain, especially smaller organizations, because hackers often choose the easiest door. So if a small business works with government, and we know how interconnected we are as a country, or a major company, it doesn't have to be small businesses, it does become part of their risk picture. So that's why it's really important that nobody underestimates their worth to cyber criminals. Companies connected to government work, IT providers, consulting firms, data centers, these are all vulnerable and they're in the target. So if we think about what they need to do and why they would be targets, you know, we need to assess what their exposure is, what their access is to these organizations, especially government organizations. Hackers might try to take down websites, payment systems, communication tools. They might try to spy as well. So it's really important that if you are a government organization and you work with multiple companies as part of your ecosystem, that you start to assess them. Do your third-party risk assessments, your vendor assessments, and understand how you connect with these organizations and understand where the vulnerable points are. Patching systems is really important. However, awareness, and again, Richard mentioned this, is absolutely key. We have to train staff. We have to teach them about phishing, about misinformation, about deepfakes as well, because these criminals will be using sophisticated tools. They will leverage artificial intelligence. and yeah. preparation is key.
In summary as well, this will test our resilience as a nation, this particular presidency, because things have moved on since the last time that we hosted the presidency. Raluca, thank you very much for joining us. That's Raluca Sichano, CEO of Smart Tech 24. That's
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.